Well, in fact, Donegal is the only part of the country that saw prices fall, not only in the final 3 months of the year, but throughout the year as a whole. So comparing the final quarter of 2017 with the same period in 2016, prices in Donegal were 1.6% lower, whereas in the country as a whole, on average, prices actually rose by almost 10%, or 7.5% outside the city areas. What's likely to be driving that is Donegal's relatively unique situation at the epicentre of Brexit. The closest urban area to Donegal is Derry, but that's potentially on the other side of a border if Brexit goes the wrong way. And I think that's weighing down on confidence in the housing market in Donegal, more so than in other parts of the country. If you look at nearby counties, they're not too dissimilar. So Mayo saw an increase of just 0.5%, small increases in Leitrim and in Cavan as well. Whereas the further you get away from the border and the closer to the major cities, the much bigger the increases have been.
And in terms of the year ahead, Ronan, what are your predictions for house prices in Donegal? Can we expect them to drop even further?
The overall dynamic in the market is one of a shortage of supply and very strong demand. So the overarching pressure in the market is for prices to go up. That's for the country as a whole, and that's true in the cities, but also outside the cities. However, as I mentioned, Brexit seems to be dragging down prices in the Donegal area. So really, it's dependent on how the Brexit talks go. The more it looks like they're going to lead to a hard border and cutting Donegal off from its closest major city, that's going to weigh down on property prices. But if it looks like the talks are going Ireland's way, so to speak, in the sense of no hard border, then I would expect Donegal to act more like the rest of the national housing market, and in the sense of prices rising because of a scarcity of supply.